Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, tell me what you see.
Thursday.
What's this?
Oh, Thursday.
What's it?
Thursday.
Четвертак.
Russo say Thursday.
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 Fluffy little bunnies.
Sorry.
Thursday.
Thursday.
You're not crazy. WWE SmackDown is moving to Thursdays at 8 starting tonight, only on Sci-Fi.
We will see you on Thursday, yes?
Black and blue, I crawled along the wreckage of what now is gone. Back to you to fight another day. I'll go. And he said, they gave him some opportunities that last year at the Superdome in the main event at WrestleMania 30, he finally won the WWE World Heavyweight Championship after scratching and clawing for 14 years. The crowd started to know, yes, champ. He said then due to injury, he lost the championship. The
crowd booed that. And then you got Fastlane, WWE Fastlane this past Sunday. He got what most people never get, a second chance. He had the opportunity to get everything back, and he failed. He said that means he won't be in the main event at WrestleMania, and he won't get the WWE World Heavyweight Championship opportunity. He said a lot of people have been asking him if the Yes Movement is dead. The crowd chanted, no, no, no. And Bryan shouted it over again. No, okay? But then he said, I will not give up or back down, despite not being in WrestleMania. He's got big plans. He said, this is WrestleMania 31 he plans on before being interrupted. Sorry, guys, give me one second. Being interrupted by Batman's Barrett. And Batman's Barrett made his way to the ring without the WWE Intercontinental Championship because Ambrose stole his title. Barrett asked, well, Brian, how long are you going to carry with all this nonsense? No one wants to hear about your stop story. It just so happens that he said, I have some bad news for you. He said, you won't be getting a WrestleMania moment this year. Losers like you don't deserve the spotlight. He said another person who doesn't deserve the spotlight is that lunatic beast, Dean Ambrose. Ambrose, he said, has stolen my Intercontinental Championship. And Barrett said, I'm still the Intercontinental Champion. And so Brian, you know, started laughing at that when, you know, Barrett talked about him in the championship stolen by Ambrose. And Barrett said, I want you to get out my ring. And so they was like, what you going to do? And Barrett kept talking, like, you better get out my ring. What you going to do? And he was saying, what you going to do? The Ambrose music hit, and he was going to down to the ring, and he still had the Intercontinental Championship with him. But Ambrose quickly punched away at Barrett and knocked him out of the ring before sending him into the barricade. Barrett then pulled Ambrose face first onto the barricade. Brian was the Intercontinental Championship. He picked it up. Crowd kind of started chanting yes a little bit. Brian looked at it as Barrett got back in the ring. The crowd chanted no as he gave the title back to Barrett. So Brian stalled a bit, like, okay, before giving back to Barrett. He's like, because Barrett's like, give me my bloody title. And when he finally, like I said, gave it to him, Barrett was like, yeah, you better hand it over to me. He said something. And then he turned right into the right hand when, like, Barrett turned right into the right hand from Ambrose. Brian then took Barrett down with a big kick to the head. Ambrose picked up the Intercontinental Championship, the stolen Intercontinental Championship, and the tall man, Brian, who was doing a yes chant. Ambrose sort of did like a yes chant, and then it was kind of interesting to see. That was funny. All right, so then it's time for the break. See, Dean Ambrose, not the Intercontinental Champion, but huge Intercontinental Champion, right? Take on The Miz. So, the stolen championship was in the corner of the ring. He locked up, and Ambrose applied a side headlock. Miz whipped him off, but Ambrose took him down with a shoulder block. Ambrose hit the ropes and leapfrogged him. Ambrose quickly came back for the schoolboy for a two count. Ambrose body slammed Miz for jumping in the elbow for a one count. Ambrose ran his forearm in Miz's face in the corner before chopping the chest. Ambrose sent him to the opposite corner, but he ran into a boot. Miz quickly connected with the RBI check for a two count. Miz thumped him before ripping at the face. Miz then transitioned to a chin lock. Ambrose fought up and punched out. Quickly, Ambrose goes into the ropes, but he lowered his head and ate a kick. Ambrose hit the right hand before hitting a pair of clotheslines. Ambrose stomped him in the corner before stabbing him in the face. Ambrose killed him with a running forearm in the corner before hitting a bulldog. Ambrose went to the top rope, but he noticed that Batty's Bear returned to ringside to get the championship back, or his Intercontinental Championship back. Ambrose quickly chased him down and closed on him at ringside before taking the title back. So Miz kicked Ambrose as he came back in the ring for the Swerve's finale. Ambrose fought him off before getting elbowed into the ropes. Ambrose rebounded off the ropes, you know, and did his clothesline that he does. Bears then quickly got the Intercontinental Championship and ran off with it. Ambrose hit Miz very deep and picked up the victory. Ambrose was not happy about Bear taking the title back. So now, Madison Square has its Intercontinental Championship back. We then went to Daddy Vader walking backstage. Renee Young went to interview him. When Barry cut her off and says he reclaimed what is rightfully his from the grubby mix of that little 15 Ambrose. He said Ambrose can't hold a candle to him in the ring, and neither can a disgusting gold Daniel Bryan. Now that he has the title back, he is never letting it out of his sight. We then had Diva's action as Naomi took on Natalya. So, Natalya was pushed, shaking the leg like the knee, surviving. The bell rang, and Natalya kissed Tyson Kidd. So the servant rang, Natalya took it down with the headlock takeover. Naomi fought up and elbowed out. Naomi was cut off, and Natalya took her down with the shoulder block. Naomi grabbed her because they take turns going over one another before Naomi rolls her up for two counts. They lock up, and Natalya shuts her down. Naomi kicks up and hits the round drive. Naomi quickly takes her down and grabs the leg, and Naomi counters with a head scissors takedown. Naomi keeps the head scissors applied, and with the first submission, Naomi powers up and spins her around. Naomi rolls her up, but Natalya quickly gets out. They hit the ropes and take each other out with a dual crossbody block. They slowly get to their feet, and Naomi viciously sits on her knees. He quickly goes to check on his wife as the referee holds Naomi back. So Jimmy just takes on the apron and super kicks Kid to the floor. Cesaro pulls Jimmy out the apron, and Jimmy has a whip on Cesaro to Jay. So the referee kept Naomi back as Natalya was telling, a knee injury, But Natalya then took her down with a vicious clothesline for the win. As Natalya picked up the victory over Naomi. And I feel like this victory is not victory. I feel like this rivalry between the two of the most athletic WWE divas, right now in the division is far from over. Then, Rusev and Lana, they came out to the ring. And Rusev had the title up and said, this is the symbol of a true champion. Lana asked that the crowd knows what an American champion is. A champion is someone who stands tall, stands full of pride, and stands above everybody else. He stands above Americans who are far beneath him. Lana asked if they know what a champion doesn't do. He says, Rusev says he doesn't have to agree to anybody's terms. He says, Lana says, especially when this happens at WWE Fastlane. It showed when John Cena got beat by Rusev. Rusev says when he gets tough, Americans just give up. Lana says we can imagine the surprise. The great hero John Cena begged them for a rematch. Lana says Rusev is a champion who answers to no one and ignores him in fear, especially someone who falls asleep on the job. Lana says they're going to talk about something that's way more important than John Cena. Rusev says, she said Rusev has received emails from the greatest person on earth, Vladimir Putin. Whose image they showed on the screen before they showed the email. It was in Russian language. And she said, I forgot. She said, I forgot you Americans, you don't understand this language. So let me translate it for your language. She said, I am so proud and grateful for not only your victory, but also for your fortitude and for your strength for not bowing down to American tyranny. When John Cena crassly demanded a rematch on Monday Night Raw. I am so proud of the greatest United States champion, the true hero of the Russian Federation, Rusev. Rusev says, I will have a great match at WrestleMania against an opponent that is worth his time. He will defeat his opponent just like he does everyone else. This opponent will never be John Cena. He says, because he has been broken, beaten, and crushed. That fires me the kid, and he made his way to the stage. So I can ask, Rusev, are you scared to give John Cena a rematch? He says, if Rusev is scared to fight, then you come to the wrong city. Atlanta stand up, or he said ATO, because, you know, Atlanta, ATO, that's the short term. ATO, stand up. He said, we're supposed to be surrounded by real America and real Americans. So, sorry, you got to learn your scratch, and you would say, Rusev talked some trash to Swagger. Swagger then did, I will never, he said, I will never get sick of doing this. He said, we, the people. As Rusev tried to attack, Swagger took him down and punched him. Swagger then got him in the corner and kneed away at him before knocking him to the ring apron. Swagger then closed on him off the apron and did the beat people chant again. Swagger went outside to get more of Rusev. Swagger punched him and threw him into the ring, but Rusev quickly rolled out. Rusev punched him as he tried to leave the ring before kicking him in the head. Rusev kicked him in the back of the knee a few times before kicking him in the head. Rusev then dragged him to the center of the ring and stomped aside before applying the accolade. Swagger tapped out in pain. The flag of the Russian Federation on the board above the ring as Rusev applied the accolade, reapplied it, but excuse me. Referees then ran down to get Rusev off and Rusev let him go. But then he then goes back to the accolade for a third time. Lana hands him the arm to Shimmy Shim and puts his medal around his neck. All right. He then had the next match, which was Daniel Bryan versus Magnus Barrett, and R-Truth was on commentary, and he humorously, which is funny, he was staked by reception for Jonathan Coachman, a former employee of WWE, former commentator. You guys know him, the coach, Jonathan Coachman, on Google. He's a black guy, too, just like Byron Saxton, but look at him, and he was interesting, funny, cool guy, interesting. Just look up the coach, Jonathan Coachman on Google. You know what I'm talking about. After you see it, probably. Anyways, so we know. Here we go. Danny Bryan was back in Barrett. They locked up, and Bryan applied a waist lock for taking him down by the leg. Very quickly pushed him. Okay, they go for a test of strength. Barrett. So Barry quickly pushed him back. They go for a test of strength, but Barrett kept him in midsection. Barrett stomped him down in the corner before him to the opposite corner. Bryan quickly caught Barrett and dropped a hole into the turnbuckle. Bryan then kicked the second rope to his face. Bryan dropped him down for a twist in the leg. Bryan jumped the knee before applying a leg lock. Bryan then tried for a step-force snatch. Sorry, to stretch, but Barrett fought it off. Bryan then stomped on Barrett's knees. Barrett quickly punched Bryan in the midsection and kicked him to the corner. Barrett then snapped two points for a two count. Bryan punched him a few times before kicking him in the chest a few times. Bryan hit the ropes, but Barrett kind of went the wind change for a two count. Barrett then threw Bryan at the ring. Barrett put the Intercontinental kind of Championship and ran around the ring. Ran around the ring with the Essence commercial. Barrett did. So we came up from the break to see Bryan tied up in the ropes and taking some knees to the midsection. Barrett then, they put him to the apron. Barrett dragged him to the ring and picked up a two count. Barrett applied a chin lock, but Bryan fought up and elbowed out. Barrett quickly elbowed him in the back of the head. Barrett sent him to the corner, but Bryan scaled the ropes and black flipped over him. Bryan then took the clothesline and hit a flying elbow to the chest. Bryan kicked Barrett in the chest as the fans chanted yes, beat your kick. Bryan then kicked him in the head for a near fall. Bryan kicked him in the corner before handing a corner drop kick. Bryan then sidestepped a second corner drop kick. Barrett noticed the Intercontinental Championship fell off the apron, and he went outside to retrieve it. Bryan then took him down with a baseball slide. Bryan then takes him out with a suicide dive. Bryan goes to the top rope, but Barrett crushed him up there. Barrett was going for the waistband, but Bryan counted to the yes block. R-Truth got off commentary and single to the Intercontinental Championship for putting it under his shirt. Barrett fixed it to the bottom rope. Barrett kicked Bryan in the midsection before sending him shoulder first into the ring post. Bear was sent up for the bull hammer, but Bryan countered with the running knee, takes the win. So, Bryan, you know, yes. After the match. So, Barrett came back to his senses. He was going for his title. Barrett exited the ring and looked around for it. Barrett then looked at R-Truth, who denied seeing the title. R-Truth lifted up his shirt, but the title isn't there, and Barrett looked completely dejected and had a commentary too with that Intercontinental Championship. So, then they showed a pre-taped sit-down interview with Byron Saxton and Roman Reigns. And Saxton congratulated him on his victory over Daniel Bryan, WWE Fastlane. Stephen talked about that being the toughest match of his career. And Reigns, the best type of competitor Brian is. Brian knows what it takes to get to where he's going. And he says he's going to be Brock Lesnar in WrestleMania. Stephen said, well, let's go to Paul Heyman's statement Raw where he talked about if he could beat Brock, sorry, Bruno Martino, Hulk Hogan, Andre Giant, and more people, my money would be on Roman Reigns. He said, you aren't fighting a man at WrestleMania, though. You find a beast, and you can't flame a beast. So, Reigns says, Heyman talks nonstop before saying it irritates him that Heyman says he can't play the beast. He says, I don't even like told that I can't do something, can and will be Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. Stephanie says, well, how are you preparing to face Lesnar? Reigns says, he hasn't taken a cruise in quite some time. So maybe he'll get back on the boat. He doesn't know. He says, obviously, well, I have to train harder than I have had before. He said, I have to watch old tapes and be stronger and faster. Watch old matches like a Brock Lesnar. He said, I'm an athlete. He says, I won't beat Brock Lesnar. This is a man who has been in the main event before. He said, I haven't. He says, I like doing things on my own, but I'm not a fool or too proud. So I need to tap into my resources and talk to my family and let them prepare me. He says, I can be pretty cocky right now and egotistical, but this opportunity is once in a lifetime. This opponent can be popped at any moment and see it happen before me in front of my eyes. He says, I had to fight to see this opportunity, and I hope Lesnar's cocky and arrogant in WrestleMania because I will see a man fighting and representing a proud family. I'm sorry. He said, Lesnar will see a man fighting and representing a proud family. He says, that's a scary combo. Because I'm going to be Brock Lesnar in WrestleMania, and I don't care if you believe it. I know it, and I'm going to prove it. Then the Bushwhackers. Your congratulations to the WWE class, the WWE Hall of Fame class 2015. So congratulations to them. So Archer was walking backstage with the WWE Intercontinental Championship on his shoulder. He never responded to him and asked him, how you doing? Before asking if he's in his career for the title, he says, Ambrose said it was a, sorry, Archie said, yeah, it was a great match. Crowd was awesome. Everything. Ambrose says, well, I'm going to come at the time, and I went back. Archie then said, here, get it. You want it? Here, get it. So he got it. And Archie said, two title changes in one night? SmackDown's on fire! So then we then have Fandango taking on Curtis Axel. Before the match began, as Curtis Axel made his entrance, Curtis Axel said, do not turn the channel. Everyone knows that he was attacking behind the Royal Rumble and never got in the match. Axel says, I've set the record for the longest time for the Royal Rumble, ever. He says, I've been in the match for 32 days, 7 minutes, and 25 seconds. He accidentally said 32 hours, but he'd been 32 days. It was even on the screen behind him. Hashtag WrestleMania. He said, no one eliminated me from the Royal Rumble, and they won't eliminate me from the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and WrestleMania. He said, Axel Mania. Okay, so he just took at the ring and Fandango caught him with the waist block. Axel elbowed him in the face and stomped away at him. Axel then threw him over the top rope and yelled Axel Mania over and over again. After pulling out the WrestleMania time for Fandango, wrote him up for a two count. Fandango hit a modified front suplex before going to the title rope for the last dance. Fandango picked up the win. Fandango defeated Curtis Axel. Danny Miz on a Snake Family commercial. Not sure what it was for. The Miz then interrupted the shoot and he integrated Miz of acting ability. And Miz says, I haven't seen acting this bad since Michael Keaton and Burman. Miz says, well, that was nominated for an Oscar. Keaton was nominated for an Oscar. Miz mocked Miz down saying, but I have an identity or a brain, he said. Direct Dish to Zero and Catch the Hero. Director says, well, they'd love to use them and hand them the script. Miz threw the script away and says, the only script you need is this, which is the moneymakers he was talking about. Miz was extremely upset. Miz told him, get in the shop because some production crew to get in their places and everyone get in their place. And said, I need makeup. they showed this Sting career retrospective video. They showed Mr. McMahon, you know, on the cover of Muscle Suit Magazine. All right, so then Adam Rose made his way to the ring with the Rosebuds, and a pre-tip promo was shown to Adam Rose and the Rosebuds, and Rose says, well, this year's best man will be the ultimate party because he'll be crashing in and winning the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. He took all losers of the match to not be eliminated, he said, via Rosebud. So then we had Adam Rose versus Gold Dust, the battle ring, and Adam Rose immediately attacked him. Rose chopped him in the corner before sending him to the ropes, but he lowered his head and took an uppercut. Goldust punched him in the corner of the family with reverse. Goldust quickly came in with a power slam for a two count. Goldust blocked the boot, but Rose countered. With the enziguri, Rose jumped up the power rope, but Goldust backstabbed him. Goldust ended with the final cut for the very quick victory. Goldust beat and Rose. Goldust attacked the Rosebuds for one of them attacked him. The Rosebud was wearing a soft musty outfit. The Rosebud took the mask off and it was revealed to be Stardust. But Stardust rode him to the ring and punched away to him. Stardust eventually sent him to the corner. Stardust leaves the crossroads as Kyle Lowry chanted Cody. Stardust kissed that Goldust for leaving the ring. Go backstage to see Ray Wyatt. And he says, do my words I mean anything to you, dead man? Sometimes I wonder if you can hear me at all. Maybe you're just too busy clinging to whatever life it is you have left that you can't even heed my call. But I need you to know this. I'm not just a man. I'm a serpent. Even the bravest, where I can only outrun things for so long before fate calls on my name, your ignorance mocks me on the figure. How long is it that you think you can hide from me? Well, hell is my playground, and I will go to the deepest, darkest depths just to face. Time's ticking, WrestleMania approaches. So come on, dead man. Show yourself. Find me. Find me. We then had a Fastlane six-man tag rematch. As Dolph Ziggler, Eric Rowan, and Ryback took on Seth Rollins, Kane, and Big Show. They showed a replay of his rivalry, Seth Rollins' rivalry with John Stewart, you know, the one word. All right, so continuing on, David's career was having himself with his match. Eric Rowan started the match against Kane. He lost him in Kane quickly, where the arms were applying a side headlock. Rowan ripped him off and doesn't fold much when Kane hit him with his shoulder block. Kane kicked him before sending him to the corner, but Rowan came out with the right. Came right out with his shoulder block. Rowan headbutted him before sending him to the ropes for a follow-away slam. Rowan goes to the top rope before hitting a diving back elbow for a one count. Rowan applied a side headlock and tagged in Dolph Ziggler. They had a turnbuckle camera set up, and it's very low quality. Ziggler was yelling, but Kane clubbed him in the neck. Ziggler came in with a drop toe hold and to the turnbuckle for catching with the dropkick for a two count. Kane quickly caught him. His corner and Ted and Seth Rollins punched him before sending him to the ropes, but he lowered his head and ate a kick. Ziggler sent him to the corner and ate a splash for him to the neckbreaker. Ziggler dropped an elbow for a one count. Ziggler hits the ropes and goes for a famous but Rollins side stuck him and rode him up for a two count. Rollins fell into Big Show with blind tagged in. Ziggler dropped kick Rollins before Big Show shut him down. Big Show applied a proper clutch before throwing him across the ring. Then came from the break to see Ziggler trapped in a chin lock. Applied by Kane. Ziggler eventually fought him and punched him, but Kane threw him down. Ziggler avoided an elbow jab and goes for the table, so Kane sidesteps him and threw him down. Rollins was tagged in and he picked up a two count. Rollins punched him down for another two count. Rollins sent him headfirst to Big Show's sweep for tagging him in. Big Show headbutted him down before going to the second row. Big Show then hit a slingshot splash for a near fall. Big Show hardly ever can, Big Show sent him to the corner, but he ran into a boot. Ziggler then connects with the famous Kane's tag, and he stops Ziggler from making the tag. Kane knocks Rowan off the apron before running into a big DDT, or turning into a big DDT with Ziggler. So then Ryback and Rollins were tagged in. Ryback hit a pair of running forearm thrusts before sending him into the ropes for a thrust press. Ryback slammed the back of his head off the mat a few times for pinning an overhead belly to belly suplex. Ryback got punked up before running into a boot. Rollins hit the ropes again, but Ryback caught with a military press power slam. Ryback connected with the Mihawk clothesline. Jamie Curtis shoved him, but he attacked them. Ryback brought Joey Mercury into the ring and was going to hit a double shell shock on him and Rollins, but they got out of it. Big Show then took him down with a thrust kick. Rowan punched away at Big Show before knocking him over the top rope. Rollins then took Rowan out with a crossbody on the floor. Rollins goes to the top rope before jumping into a shell shock. Rollins got out of it and came. As soon as Big Show slammed him, Ziggler hit him with a zigzag. Rollins quickly threw Ziggler out of the ring before taking Ryback in the face. Rollins timed the crowd before sending him for a curb stomp. Rollins to shut him up, throwing him over the ring. Rollins went for a curb stomp, and he then jumped to a suit. Ziggler, Ryback then hit Rollins with shell shock to the win, Dolph Ziggler and Brian Myers picking up the victory on SmackDown as they celebrate the victory at the end of the show. So your matchup for the night, big matchup though. Dean Ambrose defeated The Miz, Natalya defeated Naomi, Daniel Bryan defeated the Intercontinental Champion, Bam Bigelow in a non-title match, Fandango defeated Curtis Axel, Goldust defeated Adam Rose, and Dolph Ziggler, Ron and Robbie defeated Seth Rollins, Kane, and Big Show. And that was your SmackDown results. SmackDown Rewind for February 22, 2015. Last time for the Raw preview for March 2nd, 2015. Which is tonight. Here we go. Raw preview show right now.
You are now tuned in.
Everybody, so welcome to the Raw Preview Show for March 2nd, 2015. Let's jump right into the 5-point preview courtesy of WWE.com. We're 4 weeks away from WrestleMania 31, and emotions are running high throughout the WWE Universe. John Cena relentlessly pursued the rematch with the United States Champion, Rusev, Jinder Mahal, thereby continues his quest to let Undertaker out of the darkness for a show-of-shows confrontation, and Seth Rollins attempts to coexist with the authorities probably. Prodigal son, Randy Orton, waging a war of words with the Daily Show host, Jon Stewart. This year's North WrestleMania is already proven to be among the most chaotic in the storied history of the showcase of the Immortals, but in many ways, we're just getting started. What is Samuel? Wait, live on Raw, WWE.com has some ideas. With Cena battle Rusev at WrestleMania, it is a heart-wrenching ending for the legions of John Cena fans of WWE Fastlane, where C Nation will witness as their indomitable hero of Bubba and Cena as they shake Rusev's excruciating accolade and pass out. still undefeated, the Cuban athlete celebrated a defining victory over the fighting American, who the very next night valiantly urged for rematch against the hero of the Russian Federation at WrestleMania 31. This request was denied. As Cena has played on several occasions, however, never give up isn't just a catchphrase on his t-shirt. On Raw, Cena tried to go with his unstoppable Scarlet Chain clash at the show's show. If he's unsuccessful in his mission, what awaits Cena at the showcase of the Immortals? Does a curb stomp await John Stewart? It was far from a moment of zen Thursday night on the Daily Show when Seth Rollins appeared on the final segment of the Comedy Central series and delivered a face-to-face message to the Emmy Award-winning talk show. Why don't you shut your mouth and bring it, pal? Lee Shaken Stewart. How about you show up this Monday night on Monday Night Raw? What will transpire when Stewart comes to Raw, where Rollins will no doubt be anxious to settle their rivalry once and for all? How will Reigns prepare for Lesnar? After defeating Daniel Bryan at WWE Fastlane, Reigns writes to challenge Brock Lesnar for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania. Roman Reigns has silenced many of his vocal critics, but not Paul Heyman. Last week on Raw, Heyman said in no uncertain terms that the big dog doesn't have what it takes to throw on the beat and carnage the short shows, claiming Reigns is the right guy in the right place at the wrong time. Heyman's words have only fueled Reigns' desire to defeat Lesnar and capture both of Heyman's richest prize, but the number one contender still must face his fair share of challenges, both physical and otherwise, before he battles the beast of Santa Clara. Well, I've been having Reigns on Raw as he readies himself for the biggest match of his career. Is Randy Orton going to snap? Randy Orton doesn't exactly play well with others, and even though the returning Viper has rejoined the Authority, his relationship with the rest of the group, especially Seth Rollins, is already tenuous at best. Reemerging in WWE with a vengeance at WWE Fastlane, Orton doled out vicious RKOs and JJ to Genji Security and Kane, with Big Show Rollins avoiding the punishment, even though he's now seemingly on the same page as the rest of his Authority associates. That same savagery was just beneath the Viper's veneer of compliance, as evidenced by his frustration fueled RKO to Jimmy Nova after last Monday's main event. Will we see WWE's Apex Predator latch out against the Authority again this week, or should Stephanie McMahon somehow force Orton to be a team player? And who will take possession of the Intercontinental Championship this week? Poor Vanity Fair, even though he's still Intercontinental Champion after Dean Ambrose was disqualified at WWE Fastlane, his race has been noticeably fair thanks to Dean Ambrose, who defiantly absconded with the title when the bout had ended. After flaunting his own pride on Raw and Ross the Intercontinental Championship, to SmackDown with Daniel Bryan and R-Truth, each had their miss on the illustrious title before Ambrose got it back. Regardless of who's physically holding the title, it would be Bear who must defend it against multiple superstars at WrestleMania 31 in a ladder match. Again, before it's suspended high above the ring of the show to the Immortals. So let's watch that live on the PSA Network. And be sure to tune into the Raw Pre-Show live at 3:30 p.m. exclusively only on WWE Network. Again, we'll be live tweeting all night long, so be sure to follow us at Darian Fans. Beginning at 3:30 p.m., we'll be live tweeting everything Raw. And again, don't miss Raw tonight at 8 p.m. on USA Network. And the Raw Pre-Show live at 3:30 p.m. on WWE Network. And ladies and gentlemen, it's been noted about Darren Young. He's been, he did live events past weekend, so he was in action this past weekend at the WWE live event, and was in action last Monday on Raw, so hopefully we'll see him tonight again in action on Raw. So again, though, it's Raw tonight at 8 p.m. We're going to Network live, and the Raw Pre-Show live at 7:30 p.m. on W Network. And again, we'll be live between everything at Daring and Fans. Check out our website right now, www.daringandfans.net. And that's the latest news. I'm listening to these off Daring Young. Follow us on Twitter at Daring and Fans. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DaringFans. Follow us on Instagram at Daring and Fans. Follow us on Twitter, exclusively dedicated to our photo gallery at DYF Photos. You can get exclusive updates when we post the photos in the gallery. Follow Dan on Twitter, Darian Darby. Follow Dan on Instagram, FREDARREN. Again, it's Instagram, that's FREDARREN. And his podcast is on iTunes. He's sharing with the Dan fans on there right now. So down to the page, put the link, put them within simple deck. You'll get weekly new episodes Monday through Friday. So thank you so much in advance for subscribing to iTunes and for listening here at blogtalkradio.com. The Blog Talk Radio has given me this awesome opportunity to have this incredible show. Woo! We got through it all. 2-1. Over with. Again, don't miss Raw tonight at 8 p.m. live on USA Network and Raw pre-show live at 7:30 p.m. on W Network. Don't forget, we'll be watching everything all night beginning at 7:30 p.m. at Darren Young Fans. And don't miss our Raw rerun show tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining, everybody. Have a great night and enjoy Raw.
You are now tuned in. Got no time to waste. Tonight's a big